engine topics that we've been covering in 2024 on Intentionally Fearless Hair, the normalization of violence at its most intimate level. That's where we get to create change. So, Fiona, thank you for today and being my partner and allowing me to be your sidekick. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. And coming up next, we've got Donna Wolf with Urban Connections, and we'll be back next week with another Every Woman. And this is a five Saturday month, but we're being sneaky. We've actually got a special surprise interview instead of Caroline. So I want everyone to be waiting on tenterhooks until the fifth Saturday of the month, looking forward to a special extra interview.
Love it. Thank you so much, Fiona.
And as always, you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
My story, sad story now. Still waiting for the truth to be told now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It won't be long now, now. Won't be long. Heard the news, heard your rivers old and dry. And on TV, I see signs in your sky. Word is out, loud whispering going on. Oh, angels turned mercenaries, coming 10,000 strong. Oh,
loving Uru,
motherland, yeah.
Oh, loving Uru,
black and white sand.
You're tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf. My co-host, Karen E. Griffin, is in studio with me here today. And we have very special guests. We have very special guests joining us here today. Sorors from Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Yay. My Sorors, Myra Everett and Pamela Tilford Mahomes. Mahomes. Thank you so much, Sorors, for being here with me today.
It's an honor.
Oh my God.
Pleasure.
A big pleasure. I'm just absolutely thrilled. Full disclosure, we are sisters in this organization. One of my pet peeves of people is people who say my sorority sisters, but a soror is a sister. So we don't need to be redundant. These are my sorors, Myra Everett and Pam Mahomes. So we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Lambda Epsilon chapter of Kansas City, Missouri, founded here 50 years ago.
Wow.
And so we've all come together this weekend from all areas and parts of the country to celebrate that great achievement together. So thank you all for being here. And I'm very proud to say that my sisters on my line, we're all here. The eight of us were here. Mallett, Lee, Tatum, Tilford, Washington, Cannon, Morrow, and Beard. We was all present last night. So I'm very, very proud of that. I'm going to start with you, Sister Myra.
Yes.
Talk about Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and what that actually is.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated is a master and adeptness of black women and sisterhood who go to college and make change and commitment to our city, our communities, and our world.
Mm-hmm.
Founded 111 years ago. Here we are today in Kansas City, Missouri, and if you think about that, in 1974, wow, what was going on that on the campus of the University of Missouri, Kansas City, Rockhurst University, Avila University, that this came together in our city. So today, this day, March 16th, 1974, on a Saturday, our chapter here in Kansas City off of Troost was chartered by 14 women, our sisters, our sorors. And today we stand 50 years later, and we are all coming together for this benchmark celebration of our sisterhood and our commitment to the world, the community, and women everywhere.
Founded at Howard University on January 13th, 1913, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated is an organization of college-educated women, as Sister Myra said, committed to the constructive development of its members and to public service with a primary focus on the black community. The founders of Delta Sigma Theta envisioned an organization committed to sisterhood, scholarship, service, and addressing the social issues of the time. And since its founding, Delta Sigma Theta has become one of the preeminent service-based sororities, with more than 300,000 initiated members and over 11,000 chartered chapters worldwide.
Yes.
And so Lambda Epsilon is one of those. And Sister Pam, tell us about Delta Sigma Theta down there in Dallas, where you live now.
Well, I am a member of the Dallas Alumni Chapter, and we are celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. Our chapter was founded by founder Frederica J. Stodd when she came back from Howard University.
Mm-hmm.
Our chapter has a little over 400 members. We just had a line last spring of over 100
initiates.
Wow.
100 young women joined the organization.
Yes, and we had over 1,000 to apply for membership.
So this is all evolved immensely down through the years. And what is the initiation about when you say that you're initiated into the sorority? What does that mean?
Well, initiation in the Delta Sigma Theta. You know, there's an application process then, now, for us. You remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply, you know, in college, you have to have a certain GPA, grades. You have to do community service to meet all of those criteria. So when you do that and you're selected and called to the membership, you go through a process where you learn who we are and what we stand for with your line sisters, led by our sorority. And from that point on, once you're initiated and you become a member, all of the work that you do, and you're Delta for life.
Absolutely.
You know, you get all rights and privileges and through the journey of life, and it just is an amazing journey in sisterhood that we adore.
What are some of the service type activities that you've been involved in?
Absolutely. I'm just honored to say, we were founded in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
We also did our first community act in 1913, in March of 1913. Mm-hmm. The first things our founders did was walk in the Women's March.
Suffrage.
So, Suffrage March 111 years ago.
Okay,
so mm-hmm. I want to make that known. That's the drive and the differentiation between Delta Sigma Theta. It's because we strive for rights of people and community service. So during our 100 year, 11 years ago, they reenacted that. March, mm-hmm. in March of 2013. And I was so honored to stand there mm-hmm. and walk in that reenactment of that 100 year ago women's suffrage march. So to be with all of those Deltas and women in the community and stand there again and mark 100 years that that had happened when we weren't invited to the table in 1913, but we stood there anyway. Yes, they had a goal, but we invited ourselves to the table.
Made our presence known.
Yes, we did, and we walked in anyway.
Say that was a very important march because I did some research on that because I portray Ida B. Wells Burnett. And if it wasn't for Ida going to that front of that line, because Alice Paul literally told her, you and them sisters, you got to march in the back. And then Ida said, oh, no, no, not today, baby, not today. And so if it wasn't for Ida taking that stance, you know what I'm saying, we'd be still marching in the back. And why do we have to always be in the back more the one who really the front? So I want to say thank you all for doing that. But like I said, for me to research and understand she was responsible for that, for everything she went through, that's powerful. And then here we are, Women in History Month, which I think is very powerful, because now they really don't honor Afro-American women in history. So for you all to be celebrating at this time, thank you. Thank you for, you marched in March. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Uninvited.
That's a big deal. That is a big deal.
8 weeks after being founded.
Wow.
We got work to do.
There's a lot of work to do. There are a lot. There are hundreds of thousands of brilliant women who are members of Delta Sigma Theta sorority. Can you mention a few that notable women that our listeners might be familiar with but not realize that they are members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated?
You know, I'll mention a few of my favorites. Shirley Chisholm, Barbara Jordan.
Yes.
People who, for me, there's great artists, athletes, there's
Judith Jameson.
Yes. Who, I sat at her feet and we speak often.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, so I'm just, okay, so for me, I mean, I'm Shirley Chisholmed up. You know, I just honor, and I'm she's remarkable, and I'm honored to call her my sore. I'm sure you guys have yours.
Oh, they go on and on. Mary McLeod Bethune, Ketanji Jackson.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Dorothy Hyde, I have pictures with her. You know, we, I mean, our honorary members, you know, amazing.
It's an absolutely amazing organization, and I think that it provides a foundation and a basis and a structure for young women, certainly a lot of role models to follow. Can you talk about your work with the younger women in the chapters and some experiences you've had with them?
Absolutely. I love that you asked that question, because I want to let everyone know there's alumni chapters mean that you're out of college and you're working with an alumni city.
Grad school and above.
And above. But then on the college campuses, HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, as well as universities like MU, KU, University of Missouri, Kansas City, you're in college and you need an advisor at every campus in order to have your chapter legally on campus. So advisors are a key to Delta Sigma Theta, and even 50 years ago there was an advisor in order for us to charter with the 14 members. So here we are today. I've been an advisor for 12 years. I've been a Delta, it'll be 39 years.
Whoa.
I gotta say, spring 1985 in the house. I've been an advisor 12. I was a past president at Lambda Epsilon as well, and Kansas City, Missouri alumni. So the work of Delta is never done. There's always work to do. But that being said, being present, being connected with the young ladies in Deltas who are in college at 20 and 21, and they're going through their college career and making sure that they're engaging the processes of Delta Sigma Theta, going to regionals, being trained, mm-hmm. and all of that journey is important and valid, and it happens in all 1,000 chapters of Delta Sigma Theta. They make us better, and they're our future. Mm-hmm. And as I reflect on that in 85 with my advisors, and now to be an advisor with young ladies, the Soror sisters, mm-hmm. who are 20, 21, knowing that that impact is forever, mm-hmm. we always remember who was our Soror Delta advisor, who was with us through our process of growth, learning, and getting our college degree. It's a factor, and it's important in our growth.
You know, that's the whole point is growth. Yes. The whole point is growth, and growth with mentorship is priceless. Yeah. And I shudder to think what it would be like for the tens of thousands of young women who have come into the organization Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And there are other Black Greek organizations yes. as well. That are beautiful and strong and brilliant, a.k.a. AFCAP Alpha and
Zeta Phi Beta.
Zeta Phi Beta.
Sigma Gamma Rho.
Yes.
I was with them all last night. Even
yes.
with us celebrating 50, I was at the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Regional Convention with 1,200, you know, mm-hmm. AKAs. But still, we are a sisterhood of sorority.
Yes, and yes. there's strength in those numbers and a shared sense of pride and groundedness and dignity that I think is just, you know, beautiful and priceless.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the Divine Nine.
Talk about
national
the Divine
presidents.
Nine.
So the Divine Nine is the nine historically Black colleges, you know, that use with the sororities and the fraternity. There's nine. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, everyone has a national president. Mm-hmm. And the national presidents have their own committee mm-hmm. of all of our organizations. And they come together and meet. When we all have national conventions, they come and speak. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful story. I want to say in 2020, I went through the anniversary of the Bloody March, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the Divine Nine
the president. The Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was important to be there at that anniversary for me. Mm-hmm. So I got down there, and what I saw that was so amazing, that every international president of all the Divine Nine organizations were there. They crossed arms and hands, mm-hmm. and they marched that bridge in honor mm-hmm. of all as national, international presidents together. And it was beautiful. And they all spoke, and they know that, yes, we're great individuals, but we're greater together.
Together. And you hear so much about division among young people and mm-hmm. among groups of people, but I think these national sororities and fraternities sort of contradict that whole narrative that we hear all of the time. And so that's why you do this, right? Now, being active in a sorority or a fraternity, how much time does that entail? For you, monthly, weekly?
Well, it depends on where you are in your journey.
Okay.
You know, I've been a single mom with two children and a member of Delta too, but mm-hmm. you know, your journey's your journey. Mm-hmm. But basically, you do, once you become a member, everybody does have some, you know, dues in their local chapter mm-hmm. that they pay. But usually, all organizations meet once a month for 9 months of the year, mm-hmm. and it's great to, you know, not only pay your dues, but be at those meetings so you can take care of business. Mm-hmm. The business requires members who are paid and members who come, have an opinion, share, and vote, because mm-hmm. that vote calls for things to be done. Right. And that way we connect, engage, and continue to do the work that needs to be done in our local communities, whether in Dallas, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Grandview, mm-hmm. there's work to be done. So once a month, and then everybody has committees, right? And finding a committee that works for you and doing that work with your team and bring it all together for the betterment of your chapter in Delta Sigma Theta.
So go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Ms. Beal.
Well, with the pandemic, we learned to do a lot of those committee meetings via Zoom. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to participate more freely or more easily. But there really isn't a great deal of time commitment when you think about the whole thing besides the monthly meetings, because we can easily get together via Zoom, and then there are the subcommittees and the Delta Deers, and you know, we all have various activities that we're involved in.
What is a Delta Deer?
Oh my goodness, Delta Deers, age 62 and older.
Oh.
So, and I am delighted to be a Delta Deer.
Okay. Looking amazing.
Yes.
And
besides getting a significant discount in our dues.
There's always
reserve seating.
I had another question. You said Delta Deer. I'm like, what is a Delta Deer? Yeah. My question is, I heard you talk about 21 in college. What about the young ladies that are listening and they want to become and be in a sorority? What do you go into high schools? How do you prepare them mentally? Because that could be kind of scary to young girls, is I'm coming out of high school and I'm going to this and I see these other women doing this. How do I get that? Do you prepare them in high school before I get to college?
Well, absolutely. Delta intentionally does that with our Delta Academy program for middle schoolers. Mm. This is Delta's programs for all 1,100 chapters.
Wow.
We're not just making our own stuff up in Kansas City or Dallas. So the Delta Academy is for middle school girls in your community. Oh. Delta Gyms High School, Cotillion and Jabberwock, graduating seniors here in 2 weeks. The Kansas City, Missouri alumni will have our Cotillion 24. It's our 39th annual. Mm-hmm. Cotillion is going to probably give way over $10,000 in scholarships on that day. And there's 18 high school girls and two males for a grand total of 20. And we've been doing this for almost 40 years. So those programs align the youth, if you will, mm-hmm. to learn more about just not Delta. That's not the goal.
Right.
Preparedness.
Okay.
Yes.
Community, social action. They have to do community service. They wrote scholarship stuff on justice, social justice. Mm-hmm. So these are things from their lens, and they actually, you can't sleep on this generation.
Right.
They actually teach and grow us with through their lenses.
And
it's fascinating.
Right. And then there's the whole social interaction. How young men and young women interact with grace and dignity and respect for each other. And to get dressed up and to see yourself as worthy of that type of activity.
To be presented to your people.
To march.
You know, it's to walk down there and just hear about what their plans are for their future. And we have, you know, last year's winner will be coming back presenting, crowning the winners for 2024.
That is amazing.
And it's amazing. You guys should come. You know,
okay.
It's going to be at the Marriott Downtown Saturday.
Go ahead. That's